Well, there's no escaping that picture of Taoiseach Simon Harris sharing a pint of the black stuff with the new UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer at Chequers last night. The talk is all about a reset in Anglo-Irish relations and a sign of the change, Labour's intention to repeal the controversial Legacy Act. The Taoiseach said the two leaders also discussed the UK's relationship with the European Union.
When we reach moments of engagement, Ireland, of course, will be willing to discuss issues with our European colleagues in terms of what closer relationship can look like. I think there's a number of areas that have been mentioned in the past around veterinary agreements and the likes, but tonight wasn't for that. But what I've definitely left Chequers knowing is that you have a British Prime Minister who wants to see a closer relationship with the European Union. And I think that's ultimately good for Europe. I think it's ultimately good for Ireland, and I think it's good for the UK too.
And of course, the two leaders will be meeting at that security conference in Oxfordshire today. Bobby McDonough, former Irish ambassador to the UK, is with me. They say a picture tells a thousand words. That picture of the Taoiseach and Keir Starmer in the garden at Chequers. There's a lot you can read into that.
Yes, indeed, Anya. I think symbolism is important. And if you add into that the fact that it was the first meeting that Starmer had with any foreign prime minister, and the fact that he immediately accepted an invitation to come to the Aviva Stadium on the 7th of September, the optics are extremely good. I think relations between Britain and Ireland are the best they have been since the Brexit fiasco in 2016. And I think there's every prospect of the personal rapport between Simon Harris and Keir Starmer being the best rapport between any Taoiseach and British Prime Minister since the Tony Blair, Bertie Ahern years. It's early days, but the signs are pretty good.
Yeah. And of course, the Taoiseach came well prepared. He had a Donegal jersey for Keir Starmer. We know he wears one when he's playing football. And we know he spoke to the Taoiseach about his love of Donegal. And hey presto, he got a new jersey to match.
Yes, there are a lot of Irish connections in the new Keir Starmer government. I mean, they're well known. One of is Pat McFadden, a senior minister, both of whose parents were Irish-speaking from Donegal, and Irish was spoken at home. But I think that the fundamental reason for the improved British-Irish relationship is not the Irish connections, however important it may be, but it's the application of intelligence to important matters. And intelligent British people can see that a good relationship with Europe and a good relationship with Ireland is important for Britain, in the same way that so many people in this country want a good relationship with Britain. So you don't have to have British connections in Ireland to want a good relationship with Britain any more than you need Irish connections in Britain to want a good relationship with Ireland.
And the importance, the Taoiseach saying, of a return to the time when the British government and the Irish government worked as co-guarantors of the Good Friday Agreement, because of course the close relationship between the DUP and the Conservative Party over Brexit certainly changed the balance a bit, didn't it?
Absolutely, Anya. I think there are three major ways in which there's a prospect for better relationships. There's the restoration of trust, which wasn't possible during the Boris Johnson years. After all, if the British people didn't trust him, how could we trust him? And there's also the relationship with Europe. But at the heart of it is the co-guarantorship, the sacred co-guarantorship in relation to Northern Ireland, which was at the heart of all progress over many decades in Northern Ireland, with former Conservative Prime Ministers as well as Labour Prime Ministers. And it's not just a matter of principle that the Irish government should be involved as an equal, but it's also a matter of practicality, because it's only by pooling the wisdom in Dublin and London that progress can be made. And we can see the Legacy Act, for example, was an example of co-guarantorship not working, because the views of Dublin, in addition to the views of the parties in Northern Ireland and the relations of the victims, were not taken into account. So, I think... Northern Ireland is one of the areas that we can already see the fruit of the change of government.
And Keir Starmer also talking not just about a reset in Anglo-Irish relations, but tweeting again this morning he wants a reset with Europe. This security conference is going ahead, and of course the context, the likelihood that Donald Trump is going to get re-elected in the autumn. Now, from the UK, we've already had JD Vance, the chosen vice presidential nominee, describe the UK as the first Islamist country with nuclear weapons. So that suggests a certain perspective. So the UK is looking to its own future here, isn't it? The need to maybe have closer ties with Europe if the US isn't providing so much of a security blanket.
Well, absolutely. On the one hand, you have the ruthless aggression of Putin. On the other hand, you have the risk, but not the certainty, that America is going to descend again into the Trumpian madness. So apart from the fundamental interest that Britain has in having good relations with its neighbours, the wider global context means that it's absolutely essential. Now, unfortunately, Britain is not going to rejoin the single market or the European Union for the foreseeable future, although I don't think that it will be many decades before that happens. But I think Starmer has already made clear that he wants to, for example, negotiate a veterinary agreement with the European Union. He wants an annual summit with the European Union. He wants to strengthen cooperation on foreign security policy, including on Ukraine. And this can only be good for Europe and good for Ireland as well.
Yes, but again, the question is what Starmer will be able to deliver out of all of this goodwill. No more, what will he be able to do for the UK economy, given that he doesn't have an awful lot of money to play around with? I mean, they can say they want a better relationship with the UK, but fundamentally, the Brexit deal is done and Europe's not going to be reopening it. They might tweak around the edges, but that's it.
Well, I think there are things that can be done that don't require a fundamental reopening of the deal. For example, student exchange programs could be reintroduced, which actually achieve quite a lot in terms of young people understanding the importance of relations with neighbours. I think it is possible to establish closer cooperation on Ukraine, on security in general, and it is possible probably to negotiate a veterinary agreement. But and also, of course, to improve the tone, because, I mean, let's recall that it wasn't just that Brexit happened, but that Boris Johnson in particular sought the weakest possible relationship with the European Union. And there was the bad mouthing of Europe and comparing it to the Soviet Union and to Nazi Germany, you know, utterly preposterous. But that has now been put in the past as well. So there's a lot of scope for real progress in Britain's relationship with Europe. But having said that, I do believe that in time, Britain will come round to seeking to rejoin the European Union. I think they'll be welcomed with open arms because of what's happening in the wider world. It'll take some time, and Keir Starmer has been very hesitant about going too far at this stage, and I fully understand that. But personally, I don't think it's sustainable that in the long run, Britain can be set on an international course with which an increasingly large majority of its citizens don't agree.
Bobby McDonagh, a pleasure as always. Thank you for coming in to talk to us.